that one day I will see your kingdom come, and I want to hear you say, welcome home, my child, well done.
What a great new tune from Matthew West. It's called All In. Matthew West, All In. Ellie Holcomb's He Will prior to that. Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday, 7:03.
And hey, it's the final week to get your votes in for the top 500 countdown. Choose your five favorite JTL songs of all time. Click the top 500 banner at WJTL.com to vote. Your vote also qualifies you this week to win a prize pack, including CDs from Jason Gray and Cutlass, plus a pair of tickets to see Jeremy Camp in concert April 21st. Then tune in April 17, 18, and 19 for one of our most popular on-air events ever, the Top 500.
This morning, our very special guest, Pastor Michael Anthony, is here. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Fred. Good morning, Lisa.
So great to have you here. How are you this morning?
Great to be here. I'm doing well. I made it here in the fog.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. You weren't lying when you were talking about the fog warning.
It is super foggy. Yeah. Anybody you want to say hi to this morning?
Yeah, my wife, Janet, my two boys, Titus and Simeon, and my great church, Grace Fellowship in York.
Yeah, so great to have such a support of the church. We're looking forward to the Jeremy Camp concert coming up there.
Yes, April 21st.
Yeah,
honored
crazy
to have him here and to be working with you guys.
Yeah, you have a brand new book. It's called A Call for Courage, Living with Power, Truth, and Love in an Age of Intolerance and Fear.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it happen? Why did you write the book? How did it come about?
It's crazy. I was literally compelled to write the book. I turned to Janet one day and I said, I think we're pregnant. And she said, I do too, but not that way.
Right? Yeah,
I want to reenact the life of Abraham here, you know. And we've just felt something was happening. And then I just felt I had to get away and write.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a literary agent or a publisher. And these days, you need a literary agent to find you the publisher to get the book out, right?
Okay.
And so about a week or two later, a couple from my church comes up and says, we have a cabin that's not too far from here. It's kind of remote. If you ever want to write, you can do it. I said, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Set the date. About a week or two after that, I kid you not, I got an unsolicited email from a live literary agency on my mother's birthday saying,
that's awesome,
we've been listening to you, watching you, reading what you're writing on your blog. Have you ever thought about writing a book? I said, as a matter of fact, I'm going away in 2 weeks to write a proposal that was supposed to be for you.
Yeah.
Or somebody like you. I never heard of them before.
Well, right.
And so I went away, wrote the first draft in 6 days at this cabin, presented it to them, and here we are.
Here we are.
A Call for Courage, Living with Power, Truth, and Love in an Age of Intolerance and Fear.
Love it. Love
Thomas
it.
Nelson. And Thomas Nelson.
Thomas Nelson. And great, Nick great gave publisher me hers. Nick, who
yes
is here in the evening. And
she comes to our church.
Goes to your church.
Church. Yep.
She gave me her marked up copy with the dog ears on the corner. You know, she mm-hmm flips over the corner. She writes little notes. And I actually love reading a book that somebody has done that to. I feel like I'm reading two books.
Right. You're having a conversation.
Yeah, I'm reading your book, time, and then I'm reading yeah what Nick thought of the yeah book, which yeah I really love. Coming up, we're going to talk to Michael about A Call for Courage, and we're going to give you opportunities to win his book as well. So we invite you to stick around. A praise and worship block on the way for you next with Christian.